Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. This is Bernard Johnson, and I just want to thank you for just being here. All of you great and awesome people, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence. Amen. But most of all, we thank God for his presence. Amen. He is here, and we just praise him and thank him for his goodness and kindness and love and everything that he does for us. It's just wonderful to be able to go into his presence. You know, one time we could not do it personally. We had to have the priest to go into the Holy of Holies and make our request before God. We had not been deemed perfect enough to go into the Holy of Holies. Amen. But Jesus came all the way from heaven down, and he went to Calvary. And while he went to Calvary and was dying on the cross, the curtain was ripped from bottom, top to bottom, yeah. And it made a split in that curtain, which meant that God was saying to mankind that your sins have been paid for through the blood of Jesus. And now you can go into the holiest and make your request known unto God personally yourself. I'm taking advantage of that, y'all. I don't know about you, but I've been going to him, telling him all about my troubles. The old senior saints used to say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your faintest cry and answer by and by. Now, I found it to be true. He will hear your faintest cry. Most of the time when you are at your lowest, seeing my God comes in and he lets you know that he's there with you when you are down, when you seem to be drifting astray, and he will be there to help you. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to come before you. You are the Almighty God. Thank you also for your eminence and your preeminence. God, thank you for holding the scepter out to me as we bring others, Lord, into the Holy of Holies, just simply to praise you, to give you adoration, to give you glory. All the glory belongs to you. And we thank you for the privilege, excuse me, Lord, of being able to thank you. We dare not approach you. I'm asking you, Lord, if there's anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Bless these people worldwide. You lay my mind on those single and double amputees, God, who used to have legs to walk, and now they realize how important it is, Lord, to have legs to walk. God, but they need your help so desperately. Even the families around them need your help. Please help them in the name of Jesus and bless them. See them through the storm. Let them know that life is not over and that you can supply, even through the doctors and through the medical person, legs to walk. And God, thank you for what you've done for every person who's on this line. That loved one, some of them who need your help. Some of them have loved ones in prison. God, it's a constant worry to see or to think about how their loved ones are doing. Would you look on them in the name of Jesus? Some persons got a son or a daughter that they haven't heard from in quite some time. And seemingly, it's a constant worry, God. Yeah, the enemy comes to bring worry in so many kinds of ways. Look on those persons and help them in the name of Jesus. God, that enemy who comes to bring worry on the people I pray that you let that curse be reversed on him. Oh, God, let the enemy worry about when Jesus shall return. Because when Jesus shall return, it shall be all over for the enemy. And God, that's why the Bible says in Revelation, oh God, that the enemy has come down and has great wrath because he knows that his time ain't long. Thank God, we send it back to him. We send all that worry back to him. And let the blood of Jesus purify the mind in Jesus' name. And circumference of mind, Lord, with your, your glory, with your praise, with your adoration. Amen. For your word says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, whatsoever things, if they have any virtue, any praise, let us think on these things. Purify the mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Bless these precious people as they go throughout that day. Help them to have good health, good strength, and bless their son, their daughter, all of them. Bless them, we pray. Now, look on First Fruits today. It was an awesome day. May I praise that? Would you give us an awesome day? Because that implies that you did it, and we thank you for it in advance. Bless the people, Lord, financially everywhere. Jamie wants to use your money to endow his people. And God, let that curse be reversed. And I pray that you start letting the inheritance come in the name of Jesus. So many that you've sent inheritance to, and the enemy has tried to steal it. Oh, God, and it's not stealing, block it, Lord, because he doesn't want your people to be blessed. But I pray that you let the inheritance not be blocked. Cut the red tape and bless your people everywhere. Shake the chunk tree up in heaven and send down chunks of blessing. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pull them into our bosom. Amen. As you dispense the chunks, thank you for it. God bless us today. We'll bless you back. Give you the glory and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on this prayer line. Thank God for my new assignment, and that is to help people all over the world realize how good the Lord has been to them. Yeah, he's been better to us than we've been to ourselves, precious people, and we want to thank him. Did you know that your lungs takes in air? You breathe at least 25,000 to 30,000 times. Amen. I know the enemy doesn't want me to tell that because it gives glory to God. 25,000 to 30,000 times a day. Amen. In 24 hours, you breathe between 25,000 and 30,000 times a day. That deserves some praise unto God, because nobody could do that but God. Mm-hmm. When you came into cognizance that you were alive, you were breathing then. So who put that ability to breathe there for you? It had to be God. You didn't know anything about it until you came into cognizance of having a brain to think. And there's so many stats on brains and what God does for you. I discovered that if you really consider all these things, when you breathe, one breath is a miracle. You don't realize that. If you didn't have one breath, you'd realize then it's a miracle to breathe one time. I say one time is a miracle. And those who don't realize that, I'm praying for you. If you miss three or four of those breaths, then you'll begin to realize it's a miracle to breathe. Amen. Your heart beats actually 72 times a minute. Amen. So if you didn't have that heart beating one time, and they call code blue on you, then you would say, Dr. Johnson, you're right. It's a miracle to have one heartbeat. You would be saying that. Amen. And when you put all these organs together, over 79 organs in your body, 5 major organs, but 79 organs in your body. If you count up all the function that it takes to let all these organs work, you're getting about over a million miracles a day, over a million miracles in your body a day. And some persons have enough nerve to say, well, seem like if you just think it one time, that'd be enough. Oh my God. If you thank them 1,000 times a day for the rest of your life, you'd never thank him enough for all he does for you. God bless you. Are y'all awake this morning? Good morning to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you, all of you, on this prayer line. We just give God glory and praise. And most of all, you know, people talk about how real God is. He's just so wonderful. You know, God is awesome, and he is better than that. But they don't ever speak to him. Get up and walk around the house, do everything, and speak to everybody else, even their neighbors down the street. But they don't say nothing to him. Amen. Amen. He said, well, I do speak to him. I speak to him in prayer. Yeah, you go to him in prayer, but you don't speak to him. Amen. There's a difference. Amen. And we take time on the first fruits to speak to God. Why? Because we know that he's real. And he's many times right there in your room. And I don't want to be guilty of having the Lord in my room and me not speaking to him. Can y'all speak to the Lord? Good morning, Lord.
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 In the spirit realm, I can see the Lord smiling. Yeah, yeah. Did y'all know that God smiles? Yes, he does. Where do you think you got your smile from? Amen. And you don't use it enough, but you got it from God. Amen. All good things come from God. Smile make other people around you feel better. Amen. On Sunday mornings at Amazing Grace, I ask the people, look around and give 3 or 4 smiles to people. Amen. God bless all of y'all this morning. We are so excited about what God is doing, and he's moving first fruits up to a new level. Amen. We went and took some ideas to our executive council of first fruits, and they were so excited and voted all of them in. Amen. I like to realize that no man is an island. We need people to ingratiate things that we're doing, to embrace you, to embrace them in the name of Jesus, and that we can move together as a team. And one of the things we're doing this morning, we've asked some people if they would come this morning and do what I call the 5-minute inspirational message. 5-minute inspirational messages. I want to dispatch that to you all around the country. It's a wonderful thing. On Sunday morning, we use it, and we put forth, and been doing this for years and years and years, and put forth our ministers to bring 5-minute messages. Amen. Seen and unseen. Amen. Cut and uncut. I don't try to be a micromanager. I simply put it in the hands of the Lord and let them work it out. And then we try to help them, give them some instructions before they do it. And then after they do it, we try to get with them and discuss it and see what they've done and how they did it and what was good and what was not good. And let me tell you something. They have grown. So we had one of our ministers on Sunday bring forth a message my God, and we're so off the chain. I looked at the text, and he saw some things in there that only the Holy Ghost could have shown him. Amen. It was so good. He spoke about the bitter and becoming sweet. We are the ones that ought to make the bitter sweet. Amen. Because many times the bitter will destroy your life, destroy your family. And we are to seek to make all the bitter situations sweet. It was off the chain. And I want to just say that we got a couple of people this morning. We got one that was, we had three, but one is very sick right now. And we'll bring them back later. But I want to just open the line up to these persons who are commencing what we call the 5-minute inspirational messages. Amen. Are you on the line this morning, Ambassador Cobb, Ambassador Dr. Julian Eric Hagen? I heard you. Amen. Ambassador Cobb, are you there
this morning? Yes, sir.
God bless you. I know you sound like you're ready. You sound like you got, oh, my God, you're so awake. Amen. You've probably been studying everything else. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. And so we're going to have an inspiration message from you. And then Dr. Julie Hagen is coming. God bless you all. And let me tell you something. If you hear me playing my music, amen, or me blowing my horn, don't think I got happy and start shouting here in my office. It means that you're up. Amen.
Oh, my God. Oh,
all right. Bless you so much. Amen. This precious lady has been with First Fruits for quite some time now, and she's a faithful warrior. One of the things I look for as a leader is loyalty. I've done a lot of things. I've had people, after you've done so many for them, they won't be loyal to you, but they'll be loyal to other people. And I look for loyalty because God has loyalty. He wants to know those who will stick with him, those who stand with him through special tests. Amen. I think that's how I got this job. God looked, and I wasn't much, but he saw the best in me when everyone else saw the worst in me. He saw the best in me. And he saw one thing about me that I was wrong. Amen. And he didn't see me perfect, Bernard Johnson, but he saw that I'd be loyal. Amen. Now, I want you to receive both of these persons. I want to introduce them right now. One down in, is it St. Angelo, Texas, I believe?
Amen. Not me.
Right. It's Houston, Texas. God bless you. That hurricane down there. And thank God for her. And God bless her. And both of them came through a hurricane. Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen came through a hurricane, too. And they're both standing. Amen. Now, my God, that says a lot right there. God had his hand and a protection around them. And we're so grateful to them. They've both been loyal to First Fruits. And we just thank God for these precious people. Our first speaker is none other than Ambassador Wazeen Cobb, all the way from Houston, Texas. She's got a word for us. And following her, she'll be a special announcer who has shown so much loyalty to this line. We want to thank God for both of them, and want to thank God for their husbands. I don't know, but I know Bishop Hagen, amen, but we just thank God for their husbands. And we just introduce Ambassador Wazeen Cobb, first of all, and then following her shall be Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. And, you know, how the Lord is blessed the same. And we've got some seasoned people. And what does that say? That we're exercising that scripture that talks about let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. They want to lead the way. We're asking them to lead the way this morning. That both of them can speak 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes, maybe an hour. But this morning, they're humbling themselves to take 5 minutes. And so I want to thank them in advance. The line's open to you. God bless you, both of you, Ambassador Azine Cobb, and then Ambassador Junie Higgin. It's in your hands, Ambassador Cobb. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Wasim Cobb in area code 832, and I'm in Houston, Texas. I used to live in San Angelo, but the Lord moved me to Houston a couple of years ago. So giving honor to God, our Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, our Mother to the Nation, Ambassador Bishop Patricia Stern, our honorary ambassadors, the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, and all our brothers and sisters in Christ. I would like to thank the Lord and Chief Ambassador Johnson for giving me this opportunity to say a few words on this morning to encourage someone. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. The scripture that I'll be speaking on this morning is found in Psalms 46 and 1. And it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I'm going to speak on the topic of where does your help come from? Where does your help come from? God is, and that means that in the present tense, he's right now. There are three things noted in the scripture that God is. God is our refuge, which means he is our protector. He's a place of shelter and safety. And that means that I can go to him for everything I need because he's my shelter. He's my safety. He'll protect me from all hurt, harm, and danger. And the second point in the scripture is strength. And strength means that he's power. And power is the quality or state of being strong. So that means the sense is he is strong and mighty. And I have to build a personal relationship with him so that he can be first in my life and so that he can be in control and be my strong tower. And the third point is that he's a very present help. That means that he is an extreme, constant companion and comforter. So whenever I need him, he'll be there. That means that I can call him in the morning, he's there. I can call him in the evening, and he's there. And I can call him in the midnight hour, and he's there. He's never too busy. He'll always hear my call. I can tell him everything and he will hear me. You can tell him something and I can tell him something at the same time and he'll hear all of us and he'll answer that prayer. He sometimes tell me yes, he sometimes tell me no, or sometimes he tell me wait. So where does your help come from? As you know, the book of Psalms is a music book. This book was a music chapter sung by the sons of Korah. And this was a song of triumph, of thanksgiving for the deliverance of Jerusalem after the Sennacherite with his army was driven away and he was delivered by the man, mighty hands of God. I'm here this morning to tell you that the same God that delivered the people back then is the same God that's our refuge and strength and deliverer today. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. That means in everything that you and I do, we need to submit to the Lord so that he can be our protector, our strength, and our comforter. I have to put him first in everything I do because when I don't, I stay in trouble. And sometimes we get into things and we don't ask the Lord first, and then we go to our God as a last resort, and that's just not right. We miss our blessings because we don't totally depend on Christ. We try to figure it out, we mess it up, and then we cry out for his help. But Matthew 6:33 say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added up unto you. So as you may know, some of you may have heard and may not have heard all the hurricanes that have came through. As Chief Ambassador spoke of that, I was in a hurricane. That's the first hurricane that I have ever been in my life. I have been in tornadoes, I've been in an earthquake, but never in a hurricane. And this was a Category 4 hurricane. So on August the 25th, when it came here to Houston, it had rained over 51 inches of rain and then some. And it was just devastation all over Houston. But I live in an apartment complex, and even though I'm living on the first floor, the apartment complex is built up high, pretty much off a hill. So the rain didn't come up to my door, but it was all around me, and I was covered. But then I was in here by myself, and it's an awful feeling to be in a housing alone. And your son is called Pam. You can't get to your children. So I had to seek out God, and I would pray. And they told me, even though I'm on the first floor, they say, well, why don't you go to one of my neighbors? They come to the third floor. But then somebody say, well, it can start leaking there. What you did, it started leaking there. And here it rained so hard. The wind was blowing. I was looking on TV, and I saw how they were taking people out, and it really touched my heart when the people were in the nursing home, and they were sitting in the nursing home covered to their waist in water, and they were just knitting, and I just had to cut the TV off, and I said, Lord, please save them. Please keep us from this storm and rain. And even though it was devastation there, God was still in the midst. I feel like he was trying to tell us something, because the week prior to that, couple of weeks of just fighting, and the white supremacists and the KKK, they were just fighting all these people. And the Lord, I feel like, is trying to tell us, get back to the basis. Get back to me. Let me be your comforter and your strength and your refuge. And so when this had gone on for about a week, of course, then we try to bring depression to you. When is it going to stop? I'm closed in here. I can't get out. And so, but a few days later, the sun came out, and the rainbows came out, and the birds start chirping. And I say, Lord, even though it did start raining in my windowsill, that was so unusual because I've never seen rain come through my windowsill. But it didn't be so bad till I had to be evacuated. People like two streets over were evacuated, but the Lord protected me. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, Lord, just take care of my son. And one day he knocked on the door, and that was brought joy to my heart. And I said, Lord, you're a good God. You're an ultra awesome God. You are my refuge. You are my strength. So I'm here to tell you that today I challenge each of you. Where does your strength come from? We have to focus, put all our faith and our trust in God, because he'll never fail us. Men will fail us. Everybody around us will fail us. Nobody can do for us what God can do for us. We have to put him first in our life. We have to give all to God. Our problems, our bills, our sickness, even our children, because he wants us to come to him. He's our comforter and our strength. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He wants to hear from us because he's everything I need. He's mm-hmm. everything you need. Where does your help come from? So
God bless you.
And God bless you all. And I'm turning it over back into the hands of Chief Ambassador Johnson.
My God. My God, my God. Ambassador Wally. From Houston, Texas, and man, you have learned well, and you really did a phenomenal job here this morning. Where does your help come from? And they gave us 3 points. My God, thank you so much. You blessed our hearts so very much. And man, we'll come back at the end and talk about these, and give you just some encouragement at the end. Come on, it's in your hands, Ambassador Dr. Junie Hagan. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning to each and every one of you, and especially we do honor our Chief Ambassador, Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We do honor, amen, our First Lady of this ministry, amen, Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. We do honor, amen, our Mother to the Nations, glory to God, Ambassador Bishop Patricia Stern. We do honor all of the ambassadors, their families, and to just everyone who's listening from all around the world. We are just so thankful to the Lord to be able to just share a word. I thank God for Ambassador Cobb, who's just certainly brought the word and was a blessing to my soul. But I thank God for the opportunity. It was such a blessing. I was up most of the night, and I was saying, okay, God, what is it? What is you want to give me? And he didn't give me anything specific, but he gave me so many things. So I'm just going to share from what I'm feeling in the spirit now, and I apologize to Chief, and if it's okay, I'll bring me back another time, and I will go for it as instructed. But this morning, as I try to walk in obedience, I begin to feel a lot of you that are here today, and so I'm just going to read this scripture because I sense that there's somebody here today who really needs a healing from Almighty God, and I just want to talk a little bit about the healer, the healing Jesus. And if you go with me in the word from the book of St. Matthew, chapter 8, I may need somebody to help me out reading here a little bit, but St. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14, if you could begin reading for me, I'd appreciate it. Glory be to God. St. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. And we're going to read down to verse 17. St. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 to verse 17 and verse 18.
Jesus came into Peter's house. He saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Verse 15.
If you could hold right there, I just would like to expound a little. And when Jesus, as he's just read, thank you, Chief. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, as he just read, he saw somebody very dear to him who was sick. And she was sick of a fever. And I sense right now somebody is really sick. Somebody is feeling really bad. And they just need a touch from the Lord. They need to experience this healing Jesus right now. Yes, Chief, if you could go on. Thank you.
When Jesus, the second verse, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them.
Good God Almighty, what a healing Jesus. No sooner than Peter, the man of God, touched her hand, the fever immediately left her. That's what our healing Jesus is all about. Just one touch of his hand will allow whatever spirit of infirmity to leave your body. And when he does it, immediately you'll rise up as Peter's mother-in-law did, and she began to minister to them. No doubt she began to fix breakfast, lunch, dinner, or whatever, or whatever needed to be done. She could not function until the healing Jesus touched her. Yes?
When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick.
Well, thank you so much. Now, we see Jesus at work. They're bringing unto him many that are possessed of devils, many that have spirits of infirmities, many of that are diseased, many that are just, you know, just tormented, and they need to be healed. They brought them to Jesus. Glory be to God. They didn't take them to the psychics. They didn't take them to any of the other so-called ones that could heal, but they brought them to the genuine healer. And the Bible says that he did what?
He healed all of them, all that were sick.
And Jesus healed all of them that were sick, no matter how long they had been sick, no matter how troubled the disease, the diagnosis, the prognosis, everybody that was brought to Jesus, he healed every one of them. Now, this morning, same healing Jesus is on this First Fruit prayer line. And he's here on this Blog Talk video. He's here. Glory be to God. And his work can be heard all over the world. In Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico, France, India, China. Glory be to God. Can you imagine more than 1 billion listeners? Glory be to God. On one side alone, we have 1.5 billion listeners. Glory to God. Can you imagine billions of people listening all at the same time? And those that are sick and infirmed and need a healing can be healed by the touch of his hand, even through and by technology with the prayer of faith being prayed. I'm telling you, he's here, the same healing Jesus. He's right here now to heal you and to heal you everywhere you hurt. Good God Almighty, I want you to get ready to be healed. I want to say a prayer, and then I'm going to give it back to our chief. Father, we thank you for your word that's come to set us free, and for every one of us who are hurting now, that we can receive a healing touch from your hand. Father, we ask you to reach out and touch each and every one, wherever they are. Father, we ask you to release your healing virtue and heal, no matter the sickness, no matter the disease, no matter those who may be demon-possessed are struggling now. Touch your virtue, heal, deliver, and set free. And we thank you for it, and we call it God in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, Chief. We're going to turn it back to you.
Amen. Oh, my God. Both of you this morning have hit the ball out of the park. Amen. Thank you so very much. That was Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. And we met with them last night, gave them instructions, gave them some pointers from the doctoral seminar about how to formulate messages. And both of them, my God, have mercy. What can I say? Except I'm so godly proud. And both of you will set this trend by 5-minute messages this morning. Wonderful. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to open the line just for a few minutes for those who would like to encourage these two young ladies who have been such an awesome blessing here this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The line's open if you want to say a word of encouragement to Ambassador Wazin Cobb and Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. Amen. The line's open to you. Amen.
Good morning. This is Teddy Dunn from Kansas City, 9130. Just want to thank God for both of your messages this morning. Very, very important. Both of you be encouraged, because now the mantle has been placed in your hands to deliver God's word.
This morning,
Teddy Dunn
from Kansas City. This is Mother Patricia Stern out of North Chicago, Illinois. And I certainly greet our Chief Ambassador all on the line, but I certainly want to thank God for our messengers on this morning. To Ambassador Cobbs out of Psalms 41 and 1, where does your strength come from? Amen. We know that he is a refuge, strength, and help. And God use you this morning, not just in the word, but for your awesome testimony, how the Lord delivered you through the hurricanes. And I certainly want to greet Ambassador Julie Hagan. Amen. What a word this morning. Amen. The healing Jesus. And I tell you, I need a healing this morning. I had that cortisone shot, amen, on Monday. And the day is Wednesday, and it's shooting through my veins. Amen. So I know it is a healing Jesus. God bless both of you. You inspired me, and I'm very encouraged to how the Lord is blessing you. God bless.
God bless you.
Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Lonnie here.
Man.
I'd like to give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'd like to give honor to my pastor, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and Lady Betty. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. I'd like to thank the ambassadors for that word that was encouraging to me. Thank you, Lord. I could be healed in Jesus' name. I just thank you both, and I encourage you to continue to do God's will and be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Right. Someone else.
This is Sister Linda Parshee from Salt Lake City, Utah. Hallelujah. I just thank the word for the, I just thank the Lord for the word this morning coming from a bachelor washing cup and to bachelor Sister Judy Hagen. I just thank the Lord for y'all word this morning. Hallelujah. How y'all explain that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Thank you.
We appreciate y'all this morning.
Thank you. One more.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I want to announce this morning, after the doctor announced Dora having so much cancer, the Lord has delivered her from the cancer, and Dora will be going home if she ain't already there.
Thank
and
you, Lord.
Brother Joe is out of danger. He was joking. I tell you, tell a joke, talk about the Bible and everything yesterday. So I am really, really happy over your prayers and your concern to our chief ambassador and the prayer line. God bless each of you this morning. I mean, they gone home, and I've been shouting up the door.
Thank you, Lord.
Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey, and all of you, thank you so much for this encouragement for these great speakers this morning. That's what we projected to our executive council, that this would be a time that all of us can grow. I want you all to get ready, because we're going to be asking every one of our ambassadors, ambassadors elect, honorary ambassadors, all of you, if you would be able to come before us, and if you would be so kind as to give us an inspirational message. Right. I bless you. I want to pray for them before they go today. Well, let me just ask anyone who would like to pray a one-minute prayer. We don't have a lot of time, but if you got a one-minute prayer, you can pray to ask God to bless them on point. Amen. The line is open to you. Anyone feel led to pray today?
I will pass this. Go ahead.
Just pray for these two speakers today, Ambassador Wiling and Ambassador Lee Hagen. Pray for those two speakers.
Heavenly Father, we come to you and we humble ourselves, Lord. As we know, Lord, we just give you the thanks and the honor on today. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you put your mighty arms around those on the prayer line. Lord, we thank you for the ambassadors who brought the word today, Lord. We ask that you increase, Lord, in their lives, Lord, increase in their joy, increase in their lives, Lord, in abundance, Father God, for doing your mighty work, Lord. And we just thank you here today, Father God, for all that you are doing and for all that you have done. And, Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask that you put your everlasting arms around our chief ambassador and the First Lady Betty and the saints on the prayer line, everyone on the prayer line. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, thank you.
You, Brother Lonnie, right on point. Thank you so much. And I'm looking at this now. We want to do it next Wednesday again to have these speakers. And I'm going to ask, let's try one more time for these. I'm going to ask you, Ambassador Sheila Brown, for next Wednesday. Be ready. Amen. Wednesday also. I'm going to ask Brother Jesse Digby, Brother Jesse Digby, if she would come and help us on our inspirational message. And then I'm going to ask Ambassador Geraldine Garnett if she would come before us next Wednesday. And then we'll personally make sure that each one of these know that they're on for next Wednesday. That's, again, Ambassador Sheila Brown, Ambassador
Mother Jesse Digby, and again next Wednesday, Ambassador Geraldine Garnett. And then after that, we're going to be going to some of our men. Amen. But if they would do that for next Wednesday, we would appreciate it. God is blessing first fruits. Amen. Let's have anybody who needs prayer this morning. This is our prayer and praise convention line. If you need prayer, all you got to do is ask for it, and we'll be so happy to have prayer for you this morning. All right, the line is open to any prayer requests. All right,
give one. Prayer request from me, Chief Ambassador Mother Stern, for healing from my right arm.
Let's pray for it right now. All right. Father, we thank you. Here in the room, Lord, we certainly symbolize it by meeting you being in the room. I know Mother Stern needed you for being in her room. Your presence is already there. God, whenever you're in the room, I teach this, that everything is subject to you. God, in her right arm, oh God, any pains, any whatever's going on, it's a temple of the Holy Ghost. That's the God, a part of the temple of the Holy Ghost, Lord. And in that right wing, Lord, the enemy's trying to attack the temple. Amen. I'm asking you to let the anointing of the Holy Ghost circumference that right wing. And I pray in the name of Jesus that even all throughout the house, that you would let the anointing go through this and destroy every yoke. We discovered that the blood rushes through the body at least 3 times a minute. I'm asking you that in the spirit realm, let the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm get in there and rush through there, bringing healing right wing in Jesus' name. Touch and deliver. I keep saying the right wing because it's the right wing of that house, that temple of the Holy Ghost. The enemy is trying to bring, you might say, some type of sickness. No, no, no. You can't do that. Affliction. No, no, no. I bind on this earth. And God said, whatever I bind on this earth, will be bound in heaven. So it's bound in heaven too. No sickness. No affliction in there. There's bacteria. Get out. Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus, the resurrection blood of Jesus, takes its own space. And you can't be in there. The blood of Jesus. Thanks. And touches right now. Thank you for it, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, the blood.
Come out
Lord, all right, in the name of Jesus. Bless this precious agent of the cross. Amen. Bless her in a boundless way. Give her good news, Lord. She always has bad news, as you taught me. We got to have both. She's had some bad news in the past, but Lord, give her some good news on this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. It's going to be all right, Mother. All right, anyone else? Pastor Pierre?
Yes, I'm requesting prayer for myself that the Lord will give me exactly what to say while I'm ministering in soul winning. Give me the exact words. I want to be slow to speak and listen more, and I want to hear directly from the Lord. And I want to request prayer for Brother Carlos from California. He called me last night, not by accident. He was trying to call his brother, and we got on the prayer line and prayed. And I want to request prayer for Brother Greg, who I witnessed to on Saturday. He called me last night, and he was very encouraged by God's word. So I want to pray for these.
All right. Let's pray right now. Father, oh, thank you, because you just showed me that Pastor Pierre is on the right track. The fact that he would ask, Lord, for him to speak the exact words that you are speaking to him, that he would be a tremendous blessing to people, Lord. That is on the right track. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. He's hearing from you already. I'm praying that God, you would put a block against those things that the enemy comes to try to speak through any of us in the name of Jesus. And especially right now as we pray for Pastor Pierre, that you would put a block against the things that the enemy would speak, and that you would open the gate, the floodgate. God, open the floodgate for what you're saying to Pastor Pierre, and that it would just flow out in the name of Jesus, and it would be confirmed by the Holy Ghost and even by people that he has spoken to, because the Holy Ghost is speaking through him. In Jesus' name. Look on Brother Cole, California. We don't know any problem. And Brother Gray, wherever he is, we don't know the problem. But we know that you are a problem solver. And we know that you are, if there be any trouble, you are a troubleshooter. And God, we know that you can bless both of them at the same time and bring deliverance at the same time. And we thank you for it. And we praise you in advance for blessing them and helping them in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God.
First Lady Norris lost her father. I forgot. First Lady Norris, she lost her father.
First Lady Laura or Dora?
Norris. She lost her father. I don't know his exact name, but we want to pray for that family.
God, please, look on First Lady Mother Norris, Lord, who lost her father. You know all about it. I'm praying that you bring comfort, praying that you bring comfort to their family and to their home. And look on her specifically, I pray, that you would bountifully help this precious mother as she comes through the storm and through the rain. Help her, Lord. Be with her and give peace to the whole family in the midst of the storm, we pray. Bind the enemy, God. We bind him. And we cast him out. That no confusion, all trouble would go by the family, would not come nigh the family. In the name of Jesus. That they would both, all the would be blessed. And Lord, when they have the home going, oh God, please use it for your glory to save others who are lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Good morning. And I want to
give me your name again.
Alexandria Jefferson. Sheila's Brown daughter. I want to ask for prayer for her health and me as I travel this morning to my new job.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
All right, go ahead and give a prayer at the same time. Go ahead.
This is Jennifer. Good morning, everyone. Dr. Johnson, I'm asking for a prayer, please. The bank, they just giving me the runaround. They owe me my money, and I'm just trusting and believing the Lord to release it, please. And for my health and my children and my soon-to-be husband, thank you, because the enemy just coming at me with attacks. But I trust and believe God, Dr. Johnson. Thank you.
And the Lord's lifting up a flood against him, lifting up a standard against him. Excuse me. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Alexandria. Amen. Sister Sheila's daughter. And God, of her mother. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for all the physical tests that she's having, because it simply means that you place a wonderful, wonderful work in her. Lord, to go forth. In the name of Jesus, touch Sister Sheila. And God, touch those, I pray, and touch that breathing apparatus and give healing to that temple in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let it go through there and destroy all yoke, all sickness yoke, all affliction yoke. Destroy all yokes in Jesus' name. He'll give a testimony. And once the Lord touched me and healed my body. Thank you, Lord, even the pain in her hip. All right. Let the anointing destroy all of them. God, give her. And God did touch me. Fell in the name of God. Thank you for it. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, my God, Lord, we haven't forgotten, again, Master Peterson coming to my mind. Lord, touch her. Give her a tremendous report in the name of Jesus. And then look on Jennifer, Lord. Oh, my God, how the bank, as many of us know, how the bank will try somehow charges on the people who know are not our God, and they owe her money, she says here. And I'm praying that they do owe money, that they would release it, that she would be bountifully blessed in Jesus' name. Bless her health, bless her strength, bless her children. To be husband. Even look on the person, Lord, who never got the instructions about the line, about how to watch the noise levels they put on the line. Even help them, bless them in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And, Lord, we pray for these two ambassadors who brought forth this tremendous and awesome word this morning. Ambassador Wazine Cobb and Ambassador Dr. Judy Hagan. Both messages were super. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. I got 90 seconds here. I want to mention to you another thing that we're starting here. And that is, we're starting reading through the Bible. Did y'all hear me? I want everybody to know that the Lord placed it on my heart that we as saints of God, it would be just tremendous for us to read through. Amen. And we're starting a program this morning. All of those who start with us and stay in there with us, we're going to read through the Bible in a year. Now, this is the way I want to do it. Every day, the Lord says the same. I want to give you verses to read every night. And we're going to start, what's today? September. Is today the 20th, y'all?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
I'm going to have to have a beauty. Amen. The day is September the 20th. That means that next year, on September 20th, we will have read through the entire Bible. Here's your assignment for tonight. Amen. This is Wednesday night, September the 20th. Your assignment is to read Hosea 7 through 14. 7 through 14. Now, I want you to go back and peruse 1 through 6 again. But we're going to start 7 through 14 today. Amen. On the 20th of September. Now, I said peruse 1 through 6 because it sets you up for 7 through 14. But read 7 through 14. I might say Hosea was a great prophet in the Old Testament. And through that book of Hosea, you find that the Lord will do several things for you. And one of them is that he will forgive. Amen. He will forgive. Read 1 through 6. What Hosea went through, and 7 through 14 is your assignment tonight. 7 through 14.
Make sure you say, Ambassador, chapters 7 through 14.
Thank you for that.
All
and
right.
Chapter 14. I think these people know what I mean. Amen. Read those 7 through 14. These people. God, somebody's getting a good nap. I'm going to release you. Moment you can just.
The Lord.
That's not you, Dr. Lacey, is it?
Praise the Lord, no.
No, because you hear her voice. Don't y'all tell that. She's not. That's not her. That's not you. Wilding Cobb, is that you?
No.
Whoever it is, they can't hear you. They sleep. Ambassador Johnson, what was the verse you said to fold Hosea 7 through 14 chapters? What was you say to read verse?
Go back and I'm asking everyone if they would peruse 1 through 6, chapters 1 through 6. And I think that kind of give you a little background before you get into 7 through 14. Amen.
Ambassador Johnson, I'm already we go through the Bible once a year. I'm almost at the end, praise the Lord, but I will pick up, amen.
All
we do this every year, but praise the Lord, amen.
Beautiful. We're going to start here on the 20th of September. The program's going to start 7 through 14. You make your own decision on what you want to do then, but we're starting 7, Hosea. Chapter 7 through 14. And then tomorrow we're going to go into Joel. Amen. All right. God bless all of you. And thank you for being here today. And we love you. We thank God for what he's done. For how he's been so good. These wonderful messages today. They have blessed my heart. And your heart too. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. And if you will join us on that reading through the Bible, amen, and go with us starting in Hosea. Chapter 7 through 14. God bless you. May y'all have a wonderful day. Somehow something happened here to my music here today. I'll have it back tomorrow again. Amen. But we got a different kind of music. Amen. Music on for you today. Amen. I'm going to ask our snower to take us out. Amen.
Chief Ambassador Johnson.
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Okay, are you still speaking at 9:30 this morning on the men's prayer line?
I am. Brother Chris, are you there? Pastor Pierre, are you there?
I'm here.
Give them that number. They like to join me as I speak this morning at 9:30.
Okay, the number is
7-1-2-6-7-5-6-7-5-7-7-5
okay.
7-0-3-1. And the code is what?
Let me say the whole thing again now. The prayer line number 712-775-7031. And the access code is 804-380-700-700-POUND.
804-380-7000#.
Yes.
All right, did y'all get that? God bless you.
Yes, sir. Then yes, sir. Thank you.
I need to get the error code again. I mean the access code again.
804-380-7000#. All right. God bless you. I'm out of time here.
804-380-7000.
No, we'll get it to you, Mother.
Mother Thompson, I'll call you today.
Have a blessed day. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Don't have any music as we leave the line this morning, but may I just whisper a prayer here, Lord. Be with every person on the line as they need blessing throughout the day. And Lord, bless those who are joining us on reading through the Bible. Amen. Hosea 7th chapter through the 14th chapter. God bless them and help every person, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. May y'all have a wonderful day. Amen. And we all come and start on these inspirational messages as well as reading through the Bible today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless.
You are dismissed. My God, I guess I snored. Hung up. You're supposed to take us out today. That music.
I forgot the time zone in the area. I think it's 10:30 Eastern.
Oh, Eastern time zone. Okay. That'll make a difference. We'll be on do we come on at 9:30 or do we come on at 10:30?
I think it's 10:30 when I go on. And then the night.
Okay, so it's 10:30. You in Indianapolis? That's Eastern, isn't it?
I don't know the time zone. I need to check.
What time do you have there now?
It's 8:08.
Okay, you in Eastern time zone. So we'll come on there at 9:30. Your time. All right, 9:30. All right. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day. You are dismissed.